You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. A downstate judge Friday swiftly denied an appeal for a reduced prison sentence for an ex-cop convicted of murdering Sonya Massey in 2024. Sean Grayson is facing up to 20 years for fatally shooting Massey after she had called 911 to her Springfield area home. Massey's cousin, Sante Massey, says his family is tired of coming back to court again and seeing Grayson.
I'm still dealing with a lot of trauma from this. My mother, my brothers, everybody in my family is dealing with trauma from this. And the more it gets brought up and the more it gets extended, the worse it gets for us.
Grayson's attorneys have pushed for his early release due to his cancer diagnosis. They are planning an appeal. An Illinois senator from Joliet and local advocates are urging lawmakers to pass a statewide law regulating data centers. Sam Nofsker reports.
In March, the Joliet City Council approved the construction of Illinois' largest data center, despite community backlash and concerns over its energy consumption. Democrat Rachel Ventura is a Senate sponsor of the Power Act. It's a joint chambered proposal establishing more comprehensive guardrails for large-scale data centers. Supporters of the act say it protects Illinois communities from high utility bills and safeguards the environment by requiring plans for water and energy use. Ventura is urging her colleagues to pass the Power Act before the General Assembly adjourns on May 31st. Neither bill has passed the House or Senate yet. I'm Sam Nofsker.
The Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office will hold the 33rd Annual Fallen Firefighter Memorial Service and Medal of Honor Ceremony this morning in Springfield. Fire service members will gather at the Fallen Firefighter Memorial to honor Chicago Fire Department Captain David Meyer, who died in the line of duty in 2025, along with firefighters lost in previous years. After the memorial, attendees will move to the Bank of Springfield Center for the state's annual awards ceremony, recognizing firefighters for acts of bravery and service. A Chicago firefighter will receive the Medal of Honor, the state's highest award for heroism. 4 firefighters will receive the Medal of Valor. 13 firefighters, including one from the Marion Fire Department, will receive the Firefighter Excellence Award. 6 unit citation awards will be presented for service in the line of duty, and 1 firefighter will receive a certificate of recognition. This is WSIU.